but far from this being what is being recommended on the left. Instead, we hear reinforcement of the standard cons about a so-called free market, as if such a thing exists. When will we force these guys to switch to earth terms? The people's tongue, our mother tongue, in which we put ourselves, life, first. A tongue in which to speak of our being free, not the market. We the people are the source of the energy that fuels economic activity. And where do we the people come by this wealth? From the earth, of course. But her store has suffered grievous loss. Power has feasted on her flesh as if she could automatically regenerate it, as if power simply wanting could simply make it so. So like a loveless child. But earth cannot be eaten infinitely, and we are earth, no less than the birds swinging through the trees. And we deserve to be just that free. There's no such thing as a free market. When what we see is the cost of food production being driven down artificially, extra economically, and driving down the cost of providing food to the populace is also accomplished by intentionally degrading some among us, targeted for our artificially structured vulnerabilities. This is called creating, sculpting class, creating so-called winners and so-called losers using the mechanism of the so-called market, sanctioned by the blind eyes of government, the state. So we have payday loans and no effective minimum wage, withdrawal of hope for material improvement. And by the way, why not start using the word material instead of economic? It's a little more earth-friendly. Withdrawal of hope for material improvement via credit mechanisms, destroying the possibility of home ownership as a home holds possibilities for income generation and improvement of material conditions. Even if only slightly, it can be a critical margin because it provides a base from which to generate income under the table in informal networks of mutual aid and bartering. But power wants our provenance established, wants every one of us to possess clear, identifiable masters, preferably discernible at a distance, which is why the notion of a racial caste was so appealing to them, and why they've now turned to infotech to solve this problem, quote unquote, of our resistance to being managed. Perhaps embedded chips, like they tried to convince us to install in our pets, perhaps as a test of our malleability. Point being, they want a permanent underclass of despised and kept pushed down. They've always wanted this. And Galbraith has proven they're well on their way. And we've yet to even say, let's discuss it, this clear pattern. This determination to have a permanent class solution is deeply set and has been their consistent and lively interest for almost three centuries or longer. We've seen since class began consistently repeated attempts to create a permanent underclass or outsider caste, who have no chance of seeing above the high fence erected to convince us to rein in our ambition, to scale low our hope that necessarily comes with having a vista. They want it settled once and for all, so the issue of authoritarian rule will never be past tense till we decide to act together as a global populace, to consciously put it behind us. You do the math. If all the economic activity we see depends on cheap and degraded hands, and they're disappearing, as we learned 5 years ago at least from Wallerstein, Emmanuel Wallerstein, as we grow up and see what they're doing and give ourselves higher vistas to see, what will be the means for providing food cheap? They may allow a few contained sporadic attempts at so-called self-sufficiency projects, urban farms, backyard gardens, and such. But they will fight tooth and nail generalized human freedom. How will the game of supremacy be played if they can't drive us to produce the things they need to keep playing kings? Who will do the dirty work they want to know? Well, let's tell them. Let's not wait for our cage assignment. Let's begin to think this through off-leash. Pretend to be freely associating humans until we wake up seeing that it's true.